Prologue. This was Sam Jessup's big night. She made it to the top of her profession. For chefs who revered James Beard, anointed the Dean of American Cookery by the New York Times, there was nothing bigger than being hired as the head chef for the prestigious James Beard dinner being held at the historic Gearhart Hotel. Finally, her time had come, and she'd earned it. All those years of struggling to pay bills, the toll it had taken on her life, an ex-husband, children she'd wanted but never had, her high blood pressure and the extra pounds that came from being too fond of her own food, were worth it. Tonight, after the big event, she would allow herself to celebrate. This was her night to remember, and nothing could take it away from her. She smoothed her starched whites and tucked her hair into the stretchy hairnet that kept her coarse mane at bay. Her face was flushed with excitement for what lay ahead, unaware that her moment of glory would never come to pass. Why? Dead chefs can't cook. Chapter 1. Close your eyes, Kelly. I have a surprise for you. Mike steered her towards a kitchen chair and gently eased her down into it. Sit down. This is an early birthday present for you. You can open your eyes now. Kelly blinked, looking down at the envelope he'd placed on the kitchen table. The cream-colored envelope was inscribed with the words, Gearhart Hotel, which were located under a small photo of an old-fashioned hotel. She looked up at Mike, surprise etched across her face. What is this? I've never heard of the Gearhart Hotel. She opened the envelope and pulled out a sheet of paper that was a reservation for 2 nights' stay in August, which was only 6 weeks away, and smiled. I guess this means we're going to take a vacation. Look at the second page, Kelly. Mike was grinning like an excited child on Christmas morning, just before the presents are opened. She put the first piece of the paper on the kitchen table and looked at the remaining page in her hand, reading it aloud. This is your admittance for two to the James Beard dinner, a special dinner celebrating the life of James Beard as America's first foodie. He made an impression on chefs and food lovers that still reaches far and wide. No place was more important to him than the Oregon Coast and Gearhart, Oregon. Guests will be treated to a James Beard-inspired dinner prepared by Chef Samantha Jessup, who not only studied with a protege of Mr. Beard's here in Oregon, but was also a James Beard Chef Award nominee. The dinner will consist of dishes using fresh and local ingredients from the immediate area. During dinner, guests will be treated to an exclusive showing of the award-winning documentary, America's First Foodie, presented by producer and director Beth Federici. Oh, Mike, Kelly said, her eyes lighting up. She put the James Beard information on the table. This is like a dream come true. You know how much I respect James Beard. I mean, even though he's been dead for over 30 years, I think his old television shows are better than any other celebrity chef who's on television these days. I'm thrilled, but I'm really surprised. How did you ever think of something like this for my birthday?